I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. While Iran's proposed apostasy law is still waiting to be ratified, the Christian community received some good news. Two Muslim background believers were released by authorities. Glenn Penner with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says
both Mahmoud Matin Azad and Arash Basarat had been released from Iranian prisons after they had met with a tribunal who had ruled that the charges against them were invalid.
Penner isn't sure if this is appeasement or a lull before the storm. Since many of Iran's youth are open to the gospel, your support for literature is needed. Next, the summer's hurricanes displaced thousands in Haiti, and World Hope International is doing what they can to rebuild. Director of International Programs Megan Nikki Fortune Clark says World Hope has been most affected by the storms in its child sponsorship program.
We have about 21 children who lost their homes completely. They were washed away in the storm. The water has started to dry up, but even into last week, it was still storming and raining very hard, so the process has been very slow.
World Hope's also sharing the hope of Jesus with the Haitians as they help physically. $60 can provide basic relief packages. Go to our website. And Liberia received its first pregnancy crisis center. The Association of Baptist World Evangelism hopes the center will bring God's hope and compassion to a community shadowed by post-war poverty. Most of the youth were raised away from normal parental guidance, causing them to have confused morals and biblical principles. Many of the volunteers at the center struggle for daily food. Pray for God's message to reach the people through the center. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the book, Riding the Heavens for Mission Aviation Fellowship, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.